about the roadside attraction.
Hello.
And,
Hi, Mark. It's Becky from Family First Care.
Yes.
Is now a good time to discuss enrollment for you to get home care service?
Say again the question.
I said, would now be a good time to discuss getting you enrolled with home care services?
No.
Okay, when should I call you back?
Yes, let's talk about it.
Okay. So the way it works is like this. In order to get approved for home care, you need to have some assessments done.
Need to have what?
You need to have an assessment done.
Explain what that is.
An assessment, it's when a nurse or a doctor comes to your house or does it on Zoom and just asks you a couple questions and assesses your health condition to see whether you're eligible for home care.
Go on, go on.
Then, if that goes through, then they do a second assessment, which asks you other questions, and then once you're done those two health assessments, then you would be, then you would have to take care of your financial eligibility to see if you qualify financially. And then once you're qualified financially also, then you would get enrolled into an insurance, and then
financially in what respect?
Financially, as in you don't make a certain amount of money. You make less than 20. If you make less than $2,900 a month.
I'm a retired school teacher.
Okay, well, when it comes to, do you have pension or Social Security?
Yes, I suppose.
Okay, so between your pension and Social Security, does that come to more than $2,900 a month?
No.
Okay, so most probably that then you would be approved financially. Question, do you have any assets? Do you have assets that equal up to more than $8,000 a month?
No.
Okay, so then they'll just need a look back, a 5-year look back of your bank statements.
You're talking too fast. Slow down.
Sorry. I said then the county will ask you for a 5-year look back of your bank statements. And once they approve it, you'll be financially approved. That's it.
Financially approved in what regard?
Meaning that you are under a certain income bracket.
What?
Financially approved means that you're under a certain income bracket that you would need home care services. You'd be approved for home care services.
When you end a sentence, you die down and your voice becomes in...
Sorry. Meaning to say, if you're financially approved, then you'll get home care services. So it's health. You have to be approved health-wise, meaning they have to determine whether or not you're you're dependent and you would need an aid. They want to see if you're a dependent person, meaning you need help. If they see that you're in a medical state that you would need an aid, then you would get approved medically. And then if that's good, then they would see if you're under a certain financial bracket, then you'll be approved financially. And those are the two components to being approved.
Why are you calling me?
Because, I'll tell you why, because I heard
who
that
you... Who told
you
to do this?
So, Jasmine has spoken to you. It was about a week ago. Do you remember her, Jasmine?
Jasmine? No.
No. About a week ago, Jasmine spoke to you, and you said you needed home care services because you were recently hit by a car.
I was not hit by a car.
Right. So that's why it seemed like you would need services, and that's why she reached out to you. At the time, you expressed interest, so I was wondering if you are still interested in having an aide work for you.
I'm not interested. Thank you.
No problem.